On a Wednesday afternoon in College Park, Maryland, the staff at Piano Liquidation Center is busy as usual fixing pianos. Leading them is owner Nick McReedus, a 40-year veteran of the industry who is worried for his future. His store, one of the biggest in the Washington region, sells famous brands such as Steinway, Yamaha, and Quai, but it's going out of business. McReedus remembers back to his youth when he says the industry was full of opportunities.
And after my graduation, I put my piano into the local classified newspaper for sale and sold it to the first person who came, but I got 27 phone calls. So this being 1974.
He later posted another advertisement in a local newspaper, 500 pianos wanted. After that, he says, he never had to run an ad again because people started lining up to sell used pianos. Others line up to buy them. But things are different now. The dog Trapper has played an important role in the piano store, allowing kids to play with him while Margaritas and his staff sell a piano to their parents. But although Trapper is still game, fewer children are coming. But Margarita says that while the piano industry has experienced a recession, the Asian and Asian American market has increased dramatically. Angelica Fruit is 9 years old. She started learning to play 3 years ago with Evgenia Alaskovich, who has worked as a private piano teacher since coming to the U.S. in 1991.
Asian parents have better understanding of how important it is. They are not holding back on paying for instruments, actually, or for lessons, because they understand that it's absolutely invaluable investment in their children.
Angelica's mother, Florrie Jen, says that as her child's skills have improved, she has become willing to buy a more expensive piano for her.
And, you know, thinking about all the interest, time, patience, and hard work, you know, Angelica put in the piano practice, we support her, you know, without any hesitance in either time-wise or financially.
But the increase in sales to Asian families has not been enough to save this business, which is joining a nationwide parade of piano stores that have gone out of business. And it's not clear yet if Asian consumers can help renew a struggling industry. Lin Yang for VOA News, College Park, Maryland.